I'm Ruth Bliss with Mission Network News. Fears of fatal diseases spreading in the Kashmir earthquake region have prompted massive campaigns to immunize affected children. Hope Givers International has responded to that need with vaccines and truckloads of clothing and blankets. But it's something they've already been doing for over 9 years in the region, says Hope Givers Dr. Samuel Thomas.
We try to bring awareness to the people that these children who need to be protected, not just for today or tomorrow, they need to have a healthier life. We need to give them vaccination that they never had.
More than 2,300 children will be receiving vaccines this January as a part of Hope Givers Orphan Ministry. Next, Niger's recent harvest may cut short a feared famine, but it's a slim hope in a country that's still trying to come back from multiple disasters that affected food security for over 3.5 million people and killed thousands. The Evangelical Baptist Missions team is still helping desperately hungry Africans. They're raising funds for grain that EBM will distribute to needy believers, as well as give grain to churches in Niamey and surrounding areas to distribute as a means of sharing God's love. And hope is growing cautiously in Angola after decades of civil war. It's what makes the message of the gospel so critical to the timing of the series of evangelistic meetings this last couple weeks. Chris Dillashaw is with Sammy Tippett Ministries. He says the meetings in Angola went well.
The theme of the meetings there in Wambu have been restoration for the country of Angola and for the city of Wambu. And the testimonies that we're hearing are that lives were being restored and the church is being revived. So we're hoping that that will create a lasting impression on the hearts and lives of people there in Wambu.
You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News' church bulletin inserts is a great way to keep missions in front of your church each month. For more information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also see a sample and subscribe at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Bliss.